Dreamscape presents Who's Afraid of Post-Blackness by Toure. Copyright 2011 by Toure. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Free Press, a division of Simon & Schuster. Read by the author, Toure. This is the intro for Who's Afraid of Post-Blackness, written by Michael Eric Dyson. It's called Toureing Blackness. Michael, say that again so I really get your meaning, Oprah asked me. 1,500 of us had gathered in 2007 on the grounds of her magnificent home in Santa Barbara for a swanky bash to raise money for Barack Obama's presidential campaign. As Barack peeled off slightly ahead of us from the private reception before the fundraiser where he and Oprah and Michelle had posed for pictures for the adoring throng, I walked arm in arm with Oprah on the way to the main event and repeated my standard defense of Obama within earshot of the future commander-in-chief. When it comes to defending Barack against the charge that he's not black enough, I tell folk, well, I've known him for over 15 years, and what I've noticed is that he's proud of his race, but that doesn't capture the range of his identity. He's rooted in, but not restricted by, his blackness. That's the phrase, Michael, Oprah enthused as she mouthed it back to me. Rooted in, but not restricted by his blackness. Yes, that's it. Don't you think so, Barack? Barack nodded his assent, and in typically self-effacing fashion, deflected attention from his achievement and praised my idea with charming vernacular. Michael can come up with some words now, Obama led on as he flashed that famous megawatt smile. That brother knows how to turn a phrase.